Blog Talk Radio.
One of those songs where you're like, oh my god, even if you can't
know, right?
dance, if they played that in the club, you'd be up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, every time I hear that, I just remember being at the Ubisoft party. I don't know who he was, he works at Ubisoft, but we were doing this whole runway walk up and down the dance floor at the Beyonce songs.
Oh my
like,
god,
what are you still doing? And then somebody says, Corey, that's too much to drink. No, this is just natural to me, darling. I do not care.
Wow.
Oh, I'll go check. I remember your name. I can see your face so clearly. I am terrible with names. Very good with faces. A seal will never forget your face, but I will not remember your name.
I can't remember your name, but I do remember your face.
I can tell him what he had on. He had on a white shirt and some jeans. He had a chain. It was a button, two buttons down. There were many things. He had on some black and white sneakers, and he was Asian.
Well, that's cool.
Very cute. But he did not play for our team, so.
Oh, see, that's a shame.
But he was a good dance partner. We were working the dance floor bit. And he's one of my favorite kind of people to dance with because, you know, I'm silly. So he was being silly with me. I like that. People who are not afraid to have
Corey, fun. Corey is definitely very, very silly.
I am silly, silly, silly.
Well, it is Wednesday. Happy hump day. Oh.
It's the end of the world.
No. We have 9 days to that. 9 days.
Well, you know, the news is confused because they've been announcing that today is the last day of the world and, you know, you all should watch out for zombies.
Well, that is why they should be listening to our show. We can tell them, no, you're wrong. Today just happens to be 12-12-12.
And it's going to be 12-12 in about an hour and 10 minutes. Make a wish.
Yes. It'll be the last time we ever see a repetitive date like this in our life.
This is true. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that I was here to say I was here.
So everybody else, turn it on. You're SOL. But,
Well, no. Not everybody else. The people in Greenwich Mean Time will have quite a few.
Well,
they won't, actually. There's no 13th month, so no. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. You'll get a 13th day, 13th hour, but... And you can't have, but yeah.
No. I guess, you know, you could have 11, 12, 13. That'd be what you're going to get.
It can have 13th day, 13th hour, and 13th year is what they can have. They can have 3 out of 4, for at least for another 20 years.
You can only get 4 out of 4.
Yep, not like us.
Yeah.
That hurts. It's so cold. I snapped my fingers. I cut my hand. Damn it.
Oh, no. All right, well, I guess we're going to have some news. And, you know, we've already been talking about world ending, and we were discussing the secret world the other day.
Do I need to do
the world really has ended for the secret world? Or at least the apocalypse has happened.
Do you need music? Do you need music for that?
No, we're good. As of right now, put down all your other games. All your other games, put away your wallet. We don't need it. New subscriptions are free to the secret world. That means after buying the game, you can play all of the heralded storyline and all content available right now without paying a monthly fee. That's awesome. There is an update going on today, at least I believe it's today, with 4 major updates released, which introduces much new content such as Raid in New York, Auxiliary Weapons, and content in issue number 5, which will be released shortly, will also be included, and you will receive the Initiate Pack, which includes strong starter weapons, a Blood Raven pet, and extra social clothing. All right, again, so that is only $30 with no monthly fee. If you've not checked out the Secret World, it is beautiful. It's now free to play, I guess, as long as you buy the game. It's a gorgeous game. It really, really is. And it is some hardcore. If you're looking for something like WoW, where they're just going to give you everything, no. No, no, it's not the game for you. This is an adult MMO. There are zombies, there is violence, there is blood, there is gore, there is creepiness. And there are puzzle quests that will make you work and think. I mean, you may even have to, like, open up your browser to find stuff for quests. It's nuts. And I'm not talking about, like, in-game browser. I'm talking, like, Google browser. You have to open up search engine. Then look for stuff.
You can't be telling me stuff like that. You know I love me a complicated game.
It is hot. Hot, hot, hot. If you become a member, you get following. You get a time accelerator, which is a clickable item which increases experience gain for defeating monsters by 100% for 1 hour, has a 16-hour cooldown, and only usable by members and grandmasters. You get $10 worth of bonus points given out every month. You get item of the month gift given out every month, and you get a 10% discount to everything in the in-game store. The Grandmaster Pack includes all of those benefits, and you also get an additional 10% discount to everything in the in-game store for a total bonus of 20%. So being a Grandmaster is better than ever. Through the month of December, they also have a special offer where they're going to give you 30% off the first purchase on the 3, 6, and 12-month membership plans. So anyways, that's interesting. So, you know, if you want to play, now's the time to go over and do it. They have got new content, by the way. Issues 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is going to be out soon. I want to say they give a new issue every month. So there's going to be new content monthly, people. This game is gorgeous. If you've not seen, I think I really, really, really want to say I have a video somewhere. And I've got to find it because I just sworn I had it up. So go check it out. New.gamematrix.com right now this morning.
Ooh. Am I muted?
No, you're here.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, then in that case, let me tell you about Tropico 4.
What you got?
You know, I love me some Tropico. Oh, man. Well, 3 new Tropico 4 DLC packs have come to Xbox 360, if you can locate them, that is. That's right. They're available on your Xbox, priced at a mere 400 MSP each. These 3 DLC packs offer new missions, character costumes, and character traits for everyone's favorite dictator, El Presidente. And that's the way they say it in the game, too.
El Presidente!
Yeah, there's one that sounds like that, too. And El Presidente can be male or female. Mine, personally, looks like one of the men in black. She has the glasses and the suit. And she's always standing outside the pub.
All right.
She's got her hair pulled back in a bun. She's got on her heels, and she's always standing out in front of the pub, peeking at people over her glasses. It's kind of hilarious. Anyway, it's called the Metropolis, Pirate Haven, and Vigilante DLC packs are available from the marketplace now. The Metropolis DLC pack comes with apparently you can build some more expensive island cities, a new mission that'll challenge you to do that, a new building, the Conventillo. Offers cheap housing with plenty of room to spare, but degrades over time and has to be frequently repaired, which is annoying. The bureaucratic trait is a new trait. The etiquette lets you build cheaper residential buildings while earning more profits from the new building permit edict. And you'll know what that is, again, if you play Tropico. Edicts will save you a booty. Dress for the part with a mayor costume comes the monocle, a dress suit, and a special necklace. I kind of like that. You also have the Pirate Haven DLC. You can dress like a pirate queen. It's available for us girls. Hot, right? Set sail for treasure, engage in piracy, and fill your tropican coffers with loot. New island defenses. Defend your island from those who might not look fondly upon your pirate ambitions. Interesting. There's also the Vigilante DLC. El Presidente becomes a masked hero protecting the citizens of islands from criminals. I like these. Look, lock them away. A new building, the labor camp, puts convicts to work for the battlement of the island. And they should work, those dirty convicts. I had one get out and mug an old lady. I saw it happen. Anyway, there's also the Mask Hero trait, new character trait, the Alter Ego, which is supposed to reduce crime on your island while boosting tourism and impressing the Tropican Nationals. You also can put on a new face, Zorro.
Zorro?
It allows you to become Zorro. I love
all
it.
All right.
I wonder if you can carve the Z on stuff. Hilarious.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Just for those of you who've never played Tropico before, it's kind of like the Latino version of SimCity, but much more humorous, I think, than SimCity in a lot of ways. And when I say when I'm El Presidente, she stands outside the pub with the glasses. She really does stand outside the pub with the glasses with her eyes, you know, with her arms folded. And people are coming in, and she pulls her glasses down and looks at them like, mm-hmm, I see you.
Wow.
And, of course, there's always somebody trying to kill El Presidente, either the good people or the bad people, because if, you know, you flip too far to one side, somebody's coming after you. It is also hilarious to see her diving into the limo to get away from the drive-by. yeah, my got shot one time. She managed to make it back into the castle or whatever that is that she has. But, yeah, she got shot once. It was kind of funny, too, seeing her grab her. Yeah. Anyway, you got to play Tropico. Really interesting. Never the same game twice. And it is very similar to SimCity, but just hilarious. I love to just watch the people. They talk to you. They complain. They don't have enough churches. They've got too much churches. They've got the priests that drink too much. Yeah.
Sounds like a very small problem, people.
Yes. People embezzling money. Love it.
All right. APB Reloaded. Oh, my God. Such a sexy game. The Elves Return. All right, my APB people, do not worry if you cannot log in. These servers are going down at 11 a.m. GMT. I don't know when that is. For 3 to 4 hours to deploy this new update.
2 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
It should be back up by now.
All right, awesome. All right, so the Christmas Elves are back, and they are more ticked off than ever. Quite literally. In fact, they... All right, hold on. I got to back up. Are you bosses? Are your bosses around? Cover your ears. Your little ones around? Cover their ears. All right, so the Christmas Elves are back, and they're more pissed than ever. Quite literally. In fact, they drink so much and are so doped up on government-mandated sedatives this year that they can barely speak or move. So they need you to spread their Christmas cheer instead. Well, they say cheer. They really mean chaos and destruction. They'll even reward you for your efforts. Both these contexts are in financial districts. If you're an enforcer, you'll be able to find your elf forcer, okay, in Merchant Park. And if you're a criminal, you'll be able to find your criminal elf in Border, so just off Jalgachi Street. Okay, so they got us a couple of rewards. At level 2, you get the Ho-Ho-Ho PGL, a snowball-firing grenade launcher. This weapon has 4 chitmas, trademarked by Farfetch'd, tunes that it will randomly play for its wind-up, a snowball, a deadly snowball. So deadly, we've capitalized the S. Oh, yes, the S. All right, so level 3, you get Silent Night and Jingle Bell themes. Level 4, you get a snowman head. Level 5, you get custom eyes and mouths for your snowman head. Level 6, you get coal eyes and a carrot nose for your snowman head, plus the title snowman. That is awesome. You can also use your Joker points to get titles, just so you know. We got a new role, which is Snowball Fight. Unlock the Snowballer title. You need 20 snowball kills. And then you got Candy Cane Weapon Skins, 50 snowball kills. New titles, we got Naughty, Nice, the Red-Nosed Criminal, the Red-Nosed Enforcer. Sorry, these are the ones that can be bought with the Joker tickets, 10 Joker tickets. They are faction-specific, so just so you know. Ammo resupply. This one is awesome. I love this. The Tiki is totally gone. You get near an ammo resupply, it'll automatically start resupplying you. They're no longer faction specific, so any of those vending machines will resupply you. So will the vehicle spawners now. That's awesome. So that is really cool. Oh, and the car servicing that I totally thought was a hack. Not a hack. Didn't realize that. Went on a mission. You can now only surf on vehicles driven by players on the same mission. So that is cool. I did not know you could car surf. I've got to figure out how to do that.
I figured out how to do it. I thought it was a hack, too. I was like, man.
I really did. Oh, and all the vehicle spawners are open for everyone now. So watch it when you're spawning cars. You may get run over by an enforcer.
If it's me, you will get run over by a car because I'm going to do it on purpose, and it may not be an enforcer.
That is going to be some fights there at the vehicle spotters. I am already seeing this go down because we all been separated in our nice little areas. Man, mm-hmm. There's going to be some fights now.
Oh, I'm shooting me a cop, and if I'm a cop, I'm shooting a criminal just because. It's not even going to be a reason. What you shoot me for? There's no APB out on me. Because?
Just because. Actually, they've taken it away. You can't just shoot people randomly anymore.
What? I'm not playing if you can't do that.
I know, because I liked doing that. I liked just ticking people off. You also can't run them over anymore. Just randomly.
Okay, I'm out. I'm going back to Fallen Earth.
Wait.
Look, I'm going back to Fallen Earth.
I'm like, but I want to be a jerk. I want to run people over.
And I don't camp them.
In the middle of the street shooting.
Yeah, I don't camp them. I just kind of catch them when they're, you know, I'm driving by. They're in the way. I roll over them. You shouldn't have been in the street.
I may swerve a little bit to make sure I roll over them.
Yeah, I didn't mention that part where I swerve so I can get make sure I catch them. But yeah.
Oh, wait, look, there's somebody in the road. Let's run over. And it didn't matter if you were a good guy, bad guy. It didn't matter what faction you were in. Anybody could run you over if you're in the middle of the street.
No, much like the class from Baldur's Gate, I am what you call chaotic neutral. I just cause chaos, and I'm dead in the middle. I have no allegiance to either side.
I love that.
Chaotic neutral?
Just causing chaos everywhere I go. Chaos and mayhem. Yes, mayhem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People laugh. Mm. Oh, we all know I'm too sweet. I would never do something like that.
You know you're getting face right. Okay. let me be evil to Ginger here for a second. Angry Birds movie officially announced.
Oh, she would totally do that. How rude.
Angry Birds developer Rovio, according to Eurogamer, has officially announced that it is making a feature film based on the popular mobile game. Due in the summer of 2016, the CG animated movie is being produced by John Cohen, who recently produced Despicable Me. Might be interesting. Yep, former chairman of Marvel Studios and executive producer of Iron Man, David Maisel, will act as executive producer of the film. Rovio will retain full creative control over the project by producing and financing the movie outside the studio system, whatever the hell that means. This announcement coincides with Angry Birds' 3-year anniversary. In that time, it has been downloaded over, get this, 1 billion times across multiple platforms.
Wow.
No mention has been made of who might star in the film, but they're hoping that Gary Busey is available. Why Gary Busey? Who thought that it would be a good idea? Yeah, I'm not my own beeswax. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Joe bought us some sugar cookies and hot chocolate last night.
I saw that. Sadly, Court ate them all.
I did?
Yeah, I didn't get any. I'm sad.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Joe, I may need some specially delivered, just so you know. Yes, please. The mint hot chocolate, if you can get it.
That's not in my life. I don't even remember.
She totally did. I need more. All right, so Tron Worlds confirms layoffs but does not disclose the numbers. Oh, people, why? Why right here at Christmas? Why do you have to be such Scrooges? All right, so there is a report from Games Industry International. Talks about an MMO developer and publisher, Tron World, that has confirmed that an undisclosed number of developers have been laid off. Actually, that's not what it says here.
No.
That's how it's written. Have been laid at the company. Can I go to work for you, Tryon? Because that's hot. All right, so the news of the layoff surfaced on Twitter with one tweet noting the firing of 30 people at Tryon's San Francisco office. Later, an affected source told Gamma Sutra that the layoffs were primarily at Tryon's Rift development team. Rift's not doing so well. Tryon World later confirmed the layoffs, but would not reveal specific numbers. As a response to market conditions, product timelines, and the natural evolution of our company, we have made some organizational changes, which include a workforce reduction. This was a difficult decision, and we wish the best for those affected by these changes. At Tryon, we remain focused on delivering top-quality online game experiences, and we are committed to supporting Rift and launching our highly anticipated new titles, Defiance, Warface, and End of Nations in 2013. Ah, wow. And that was from their official statement. Last week, it was revealed that layoffs had hit Las Vegas-based studio Petroglyph, was in charge of developing the MMO RTS End of Nations for Trial and Worlds. Later, Trial and Worlds revealed that it had moved the development of End of Nations in-house. Wow. I'm so sorry. So sorry, people. Right here at Christmas. That is just rude. Just rude. How rude? But y'all got laid.
Don't they wish? You all are getting laid! Yay! Off!
I'm sure they meant the F word, and y'all were bent over a desk. So, sorry, guys.
All right. Wendy's doing something cool today I want to share with you. Kind of not geeky, but it's holidays, so we try to save you money because the more money you have, the more games you can buy. If you purchase a $1.99 kid meal with the coupon from their page, you will receive a $10 Toys R Us gift card that you can use with a $75 or more purchase, by the way. So I want to make sure I add that in because, you know, that's how they get you. You get there, you buy the $25 item, you got your $10 gift card, you're like, this is going to be $15. They get it to the register, they're like, nope. Needs to be $75. Okay, so anyway, good luck with that. I'm sure some of you will be spending $75. Also, to let you know today, Facebook is rolling out some more policy changes that I have lost because I scrolled.
Never scroll.
Okay, there we go. Now we're back. Facebook announced today that it's planning an end-of-year rollout for new features that put privacy controls in context. Wherever you are on the social network, the additions should mean fewer clicks to untag yourself from photos that you despise, which I have some floating around. I despise. Clearer application permissions are also coming, far less confusion about what's private and what's not, and always accessible shortcuts to the most important things that you like. Our friends over at VentureBeat said it's good when there are no surprises. It's good for people and good for Facebook. Wednesday's Facebook product announcements are entirely separate from the recent changes to the social network's policy-related protocols. Facebook is adding three key privacy shortcuts you can always get from the top navigation. A lock icon will appear adjacent to your name and the home button in the upper right corner of the site, which gives you one-click access to Facebook's top privacy queries, like who can see my stuff, who can contact me, and how do I stop someone from harassing me before I stab them in their eye. The point is to help you skip all the confusing runaround stuff that they have on Facebook. Application permission screens are also getting a makeover, so you can decide each time you add a new app if you want that app to have permissions to use your info or have the ability to post Facebook on your behalf. Instead of showing up on the same screen as before, these options will be separated out from most apps, except for the games, to allow you to selectively decide which permissions to allow. So you don't just have one button to click now. Pay attention, you have three. Facebook is also introducing a series
three
of I appreciate the three buttons because sometimes I don't mind certain things about the app that I don't mind it doing, but some other things I don't want it to do. So I'm appreciating that they're breaking it down. That's fine. It should be a check all box too. But Facebook is also introducing a series of educational messages at different touch points to keep you informed as you traverse the world of Facebook or the Book of Faces. I miss our game, by the way, Ginger. I hate that it went under. You click to remove something from your timeline, for instance, Facebook will tell you that the post still appears in search and the news feed, as well as give you options to untag yourself or send a takedown request to the original poster. You'll find similar messages when you click to view your profile as someone else or when you're browsing photos. Takedown requests are labeled report remove are not new to Facebook, in case you didn't know, but they have been in more places and been made more obvious now. You can also now use the reporting feature for bulk actions in the reworked activity log, which is rolling out with new privacy controls. The activity log was introduced last year right alongside your timeline to provide you with a simple place to see a comprehensive ledger of your updates, your likes, your tags, all that good stuff. They said it's supposed to be better looking, more informative, and will have a revised navigation, include easy sort options such as filter to see all the posts you were tagged in and provide you with a way to remove tags or request them to take that beep down. As for whether the privacy controls will be mobile friendly, a Facebook spokesperson said yes, eventually. The reworked application permissions will launch on mobile the same time they launch on the web. All other new privacy controls will arrive on mobile at a later date. Facebook often get picked on because they're so blah, 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 blah about their privacy. So it's good to see him doing this. Yeah, we'll give you some yay for that. Thanks, Facebook.
That is cool, yeah. Thank you, Facebook.
Thank you, Facebook.
Now stop being such tools, okay?
Look, now I'm going to go to Facebook on my phone just to see if I see any of this stuff.
All right. Mr. Levine, Mr. Kevin Levine, has an opinion on whether or not games should be restricted from using controversial subject matter. I'm going to pull this from GamePolitics.com. In a interview that Mr. Levine did with Joystick, Irrational Games boss and lead on Bioshock Infinite, Ken Levine talks about why it is important to not be afraid of using topics that some might consider controversial as vehicles for a story. In Bioshock Infinite, Levine has weaved a narrative around a number of belief systems and ideals. All of these things come together in the floating city of Columbia to create tension and drive the narrative. The game touches upon such topics as the idea of American exceptionalism, how the pseudoscience of eugenics was used in the early part of the 19th century to discriminate against different races, and those with physical and mental handicaps, the workers' rights movement, and plain old racism. He also notes that he doesn't want to shy away from these kinds of topics. He also says that he doesn't want to add characters of a specific race, gender, or sexual orientation just for the sake of adding them. He compares not hiring a person based on gender, race, and sexual orientation to employing or excluding characters in a game based on the similar criteria. He says an employer should hire based on skill set, not race, gender, or sexual orientation of a person just because they have some sort of personal bias. Levine also says that he uses characters that are important to whatever kind of story he is trying to tell, as opposed to putting someone in a game for the sake of having them there to be a positive force represented by race, gender, or group. I don't know what to think about this. I'm all for not adding just random characters, but I don't know about applying this logic to the real world, because in the real world, people tend to be evil.
Racist, sexist, we all are.
Exactly. These laws, these rules are there for a reason, because all of us, no matter if we try to deny it or not, are some form of sexist, racist, whatever. Genderist? Yeah. Anyways. I don't know about that, yo. I'll get back to you, Mr. Levine. I haven't decided. Maybe Thursday night I will have a... idea of what I want to say to this. So right now it's going around in my head and it's all like knotted and looped up, and all I want to say is you're wrong. You're right, but you're wrong.
Let me just say that we many, I am not pleased with the way it looks. Nintendo, sometimes y'all make stuff and it's just, no.
The Wii Mini?
I don't like the way it looks at all.
No.
It looks much like the DS Lite did, and be happy that you didn't show it to me at a trade show, because I would have did like I did with the DS Lite and throw it at the lady who handed it to me. Sorry.
Wow. Alright.
I'm sorry, it was horrible. I didn't.
And just the title of the story, I'm not going to read, but everybody should know, I guess, because it's apparently on my front page news. Balloon Boy, now fronting world's youngest metal band. Oh my god. Bleach,
okay.
In the gene pool. Bleach in the gene pool.
Alright, well, THQ, I don't know what's going on with you all over there, but I like it. THQ.
No, we don't like THQ.
I don't like them, but I like what they're doing.
Them and their red balloons can go to hell.
Okay, THQ is giving away the PC version of the moody emo first-person shooter Metro 2033 for free. All you have to do is pop over to their Metro Facebook page and click like. Once you do, you get the Steam code, you load it up, download your copy of the game for Windows, and this will be good for another, 3-4 days. This deal, of course, follows Metro 2033's inclusion in the Humble Bundle THQ bundle, which has generated payments of $4.5 million. The embattled U.S. publisher is raising cash as it battles to keep the business afloat following a crippling 12 months. It's currently talking to a mystery financier in the hopes that further investment will secure the release of 2013 games like Metro Last Night, which I'm wanting to play, Company of Heroes 2, and South Park, The Stick of Truth. It's not truth. I said truth because I like to say truth. Oh, I love to butcher my language. All right. I'm over getting my code. I don't care about y'all. I was getting my code because I want to play. That's a free game right there. I got my code.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you got your code?
I got my code. I am saving it to my desktop as we speak.
Hmm.
Y'all cannot has my code.
All right, so I'm going to skim over the better parts of the story because it's entirely too long and pointless. Nintendo is saying it kickstarted the next generation of video game consoles, the Wii U. But considering its graphics and processing power are comparable to Microsoft's Xbox 360 and Sony's PlayStation 3, hardcore gamers are holding out for the next Xbox, but they're probably going to wait for a while. Rumors are insisting that Microsoft and Sony will both launch their next consoles in the fall of 2013, but a website called SemiAccurate is saying, oh no, there's going to be a delay. They say there's a bit of confusion over how the consoles are progressing and when they'll arrive. According to SemiAccurate, the next Xbox is currently codenamed Kryptos and not Durango, and the next is now codenamed Thebes and not Orbis. The PS4 will reportedly have a 28-nanometer AMD chipset and will be produced by IBM or Global Foundries. They also say the PS4 could be released in the spring of 2014 or fall of 2014, and the Xbox 720 would still see the delay from fall 2013 to 2014. Xbox World claimed last month the Xbox will have a Blu-ray disc drive, Kinect 2.0, directional audio, TV output and input, and an innovative controller and support for augmented reality glasses, all packaged in the magnesium alloy shell that will supposedly use the same patented vapor energy process found on the Surface tablet. They say not only that, but Microsoft is also working on Xbox Lite. What is Xbox Lite? PS4 details are saying, said that in November that Sony had already sent out various for kits with specs, including 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage. All right, so we're expecting to see these next consoles at E3 of 2013, which is going to be June of 2013.
Wow.
So even if they are planning on getting these, or at least releasing these in 2013, it's going to be very, very late 2013 if they do that, if we're seeing it in June of 2013, you know?
Why do they keep moving E3 later in the year and later and later and later? Are you guys trying to keep us from going to PAX? Because that's what it looks like.
I'm thinking later in the year, the booth girls have to wear less because it's hotter.
That might be an option. I think they're trying to encroach upon PAX, personally.
Could be, but you know what? PAX has, what, 3 or 4 different ones now? And
yeah.
They're all over the world, in Europe and in Australia, I want to say now.
Yeah.
So,
E3 to do that. You told E3 they should have done that. They should have been doing that years ago. It should be E3 South Coast, E3 mm-hmm. East Coast, E3 China, E3 France.
I can't wait till they come to the South. Oh, my God.
They don't like
I'm sorry, I'm not talking about E3. I was thinking about PAX. PAX for E3 South. Or PAX for E3. PAX for the South. Oh, my God. All right. Ginger is a little bit drugged. Don't listen to words she's saying.
I'm backing away with my hands in the air personally.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm doing. I'm backing away, hands all up in the air. Hey, you know what? For a short moment there, we had the exact same amount of followers as we were following, and we're not following all the people that are following us. That was really interesting for a moment. It was almost like a 12 moment. I'm sorry. I had a moment. I'm sorry. All right. All right. See, I'm not even drugs. I'm crazy. According to Time Magazine, iPhone 5 was named the gadget of the year. They're calling it one of the most artfully polished gadgets anyone has ever built. It even beat out the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 and the 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. They were on the list, but they aren't the top gadget. They are also quoted as saying Apple may be responsible for more than its share of the tech industry's great leaps forward, but it's at least as good at fussing over the tiny little details other companies ignore. The iPhone 5, which starts at $199 with a 2-year contract, is one of the most artfully polished gadgets anyone's ever built, with a taller screen than previous iPhones, built into a thinner, lighter case. The camera with a particularly well panorama mode is another highlight. There's also lots of nifty smartphones out there, including the iPhone's impressive archival Samsung Galaxy S3. But when it comes to melding hardware, software, and services so tightly that the seams fade away, Apple has no peer. Time, can you get y'all's lips off of Apple's butt?
Lip off butt and watch mouth thing.
Yeah, before you come sit over here. Antibacterial bees, really? I'm sorry. I will not even sully my hands with an apple. And that being said, I'm going to pick one up today. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to need for them to loosen up the restrictions on the developers a little bit. Gabe Newell, why are you not after them for the way that they treat people on their operating system and app store? You're after Windows. You need to be talking to Apple, too. Giving them a hard time. Why aren't you saying anything to them?
Well, I was going to say, well, you know, well, they're not on Apple, but yeah, I think they are. I think.
Yeah, they're even on the Mac, but they don't give them a hard time. They have just as much.
Oh, glad you let go of my Corey. Down and off the digital there for a second.
Joe is asking where to get the key. Joe, pop by our Gamer Girls Radio face page. I Facebooked it.
She Facebooked it.
I faced it.
All right. More from Game Politics. Hotline Miami Publisher says game has been torrented to extraordinary levels. And an interesting conversation with Eurogamer Hotline Miami Publisher Digital Devolver. Alright. Reveals how much the gruesome indie action game has sold to date, how much it has been pirated, and the shock of just how popular his little indie game has become. Project manager, I'm not even going to try. Mr. Southers says Hotline Miami has sold 130,000 copies since launch 7 weeks ago. He's happy about those numbers. Southers also said that PC piracy has had a serious impact on sales. And it's been torrented to such a staggering level, and given the file size of it, I mean, you can't really be surprised, right? You could pass this thing around on the world's smallest memory stick. So it had been torrented to extraordinary levels. While Struthers doesn't have exact numbers, he and other publishers, no doubt, knows it's a fact of life when it comes to PC games. It's such a fact of life that, as you may recall, co-creator Jonathan Soderstrom even went so far as to release a soft patch for pirated versions of the game. That's what he's like. He just felt he didn't want people playing the buggy version of his game, however they got it. He wanted them to get the patch. He basically said, I'm not going to criticize this, it's a fact of life. It would be nice if guys could find it within themselves to pay for it. That's the world I'm in, so, you know, you could just take it for what it is. Wow. You know, that's a good view, I guess. You know, it is that life. People are going to pirate your stuff. Might as well give them the good version so they don't talk bad about it. But,
well, they're going to talk bad about it.
Crap.
They're going to talk bad about it whether you give it to them or not. But
130,000 copies. That's not bad for an indie game, you know?
Well, you know what they're looking at is their indie game and they're getting their name out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody's playing our game, and eventually when we put the next one out because they know what we can do, they're going to pay for it. It's not a bad strategy.
Why is there a pig man with a hot stick and a bloody passed out chick?
I don't even want to know. I'm going to move along. All right. I told you about this company before. Freedom Pop.
Freedom Pop. Because they pop your freedom cherry.
You know what? No more you don't know the dick for you. No more. No more.
I don't know what?
You don't know Jack, because that's what you sound like, that game. You haven't played that on Facebook before?
No.
You, when you go play it now, you're going to laugh, because that's what the little in-between questions, they do stuff like that. You all can hire Ginger for the female, get a female voice instead of the guy, and she'll do it just off the cuff. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Freedom Pop is trying to upset the order of things. 3 months after introducing its free mobile broadband service, the company is at it again with an option aimed at you home broadband users.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
According to VentureBeat, meant as an alternative to the popular 4G broadband services from Clear Wireless and Net Zero, Freedom Pop offers users 1 gigabyte of free data with this basic plan, which is good for your grandma, you people out there that want to get grandma's, you know, a cheap internet company. But the company is banking that its customers are going to want a bit more, which is why it offers larger data plans starting at $10 a month. Alongside the launch, Freedom Pop also introducing the Hub Burst. It's a 4G modem that doubles as a wireless router. The device will sell for a mere $89 next month, and Freedom Pop is currently taking orders for it. By offering low-cost home broadband, Freedom Pop says that it aims to disrupt the vice grip that companies like Time Warner and Comcast have over the home broadband industry. The only problem is Freedom Pop's use of WiMAX, which is known to be a sluggish, not particularly reliable service. While Freedom Pop's business model may work for mobile broadband, it might be a tougher sell for in-home broadband. Well, we'll see how much disruption you all can cause. I don't know about this $10 a month for 4G service. I'm going to need to see some... You got to do something amazing.
Yes, yes. Totally got to do something amazing.
Oh my God. I have to share this juice with you.
All right. Share the juice.
All right. So a Nokia engineer, who shot my name was Justin Angel, has previously...
We don't know your name, Mr. Angel.
He pointed out security holes in Microsoft Windows 8 and has now posted a detailed step-by-step explanation on how to hack Windows 8 games.
All right, so he worked for Nokia. He no longer works for Nokia. Wow.
Now, unfortunately, his site has been taken down. He posted these instructions yesterday. Today, the page is displaying a server offline message, either because it's too busy or because he's been shut down. However, there is such a thing as Google Cache, so you can still find it if you really, really want to. He shows you how to hack, not in one, not two, but five different ways. And this is what he was showing you how to do. And we're not going to tell you how to do it because we don't want to, you know, we don't want BTC to come after us or them to get shut down. Okay, so you can get free in-app purchases by modifying some encrypted ISO store files, crack file apps and get the paid versions free, remove advertising from your free games, reduce the cost of in-game paid items even, and unlock paid levels by script injection techniques. Oof. In the first case, he proof of concepts to hack by giving himself a million free gold and Soulcraft THD worth $1,000 at the App Store purchase prices. Wow. To demonstrate the second hack, he creates a Meteor Madness, a $1.50 game, with a free trial. For the third, he edited XAML data files to remove ads from Microsoft's own Minesweeper game. Y'all remember Minesweeper? Woo!
I still love Minesweeper. I have it on my phone.
Oof. Now, the purpose of all this cracking, Angel says he wants developers to get paid for their hard work, and he claims he's done this to help developers by exposing weaknesses in Windows 8. He says, we were able to show that the majority of ways games and apps developers would make money aren't secure by default on Windows 8. He said the games appearing in his article are awesome, and you should buy them and give them money. The games he featured in the security test include, again, Soulcraft, Meteor Madness, Minesweeper, Ultraviolet, Dawn, and one of our favorites, Cut the Rope. Ouch. And they just had something really good happen to them. Sad. Windows 8 does not have a secure location to store data files, makes it relatively easy to decrypt trial apps and trivial to edit XAML files to remove ads. He says it's also fairly simple to edit game data files and inject JavaScript code into the IE10 process for Windows 8 or app. The kicker, he says, we've seen a myriad of issues offered potential fixes to them all. Any mildly competent developer can produce reproduce these security attack vectors into shipping products. Now, if Microsoft doesn't take it upon itself to fix these security attack vectors, it's not because it couldn't. It's because it chose not to. And again, we are not going to provide you with the instructions on how to do so, although I am looking at them. Oh, my God. I'm not going to tell you anything. You can find them for yourself if you really want to do it. You know, we already know Microsoft watches us, so I'm not telling you nothing. We can't even hack them ourselves because they watch us so hard over here.
Exactly. My phone's not hacked. Anyways, have yourself a very festive gaming with Santa Saves Christmas, out now on iOS and Android. Creative production studio and mobile games developer MI, Motion Imaging, is pleased to announce Santa Saves Christmas, the latest self-published mobile title. It's out now on both iOS and Droid services, or devices, yeah. Droid. Santa Saves Christmas offers fun, casual play for all family members this festive season. It's nearly the big day, and a disgruntled and naughty Ernie Elf has decided to stop Santa in his tracks by stealing all the presents en route for the little girls and boys. Players must help Santa save Christmas by chasing Ernie Elf and recovering all of the lost presents. Do you have what it takes to guide Santa's sleigh tonight? Oh, my God. All right, so Adam Dickinson, Minnie's production director, said Santa Saves Christmas really encapsulates the magic surrounding the holiday season. We wanted to create a fun game that would appeal to kids waiting for the big day, and for adults, stir up that magical, childlike feeling of Christmas gone by. Santa Saves Christmas comes hot off the back of the launch of Cave Diver, which was a platform scroller game also developed by me. They are not giving me a price, so I have no idea how much this is going to cost you. Again, it is for the iOS and the Android.
Droid.
So check it out now. It is Santa Saves Christmas. And a nasty Ernie Elf. You can leave those right here on my doorstep. Yes, thank you.
Nasty. You know what? I don't know nothing about Ernie Elf. I'm just going to mind my own business.
I'll be here tonight.
Ginger May.
What?
What are we going to do with you?
Love me forever.
What are we doing with you? We just out of order.
What else is good, right?
Out of order.
They won't know what to do.
Is he spitting you? I'm wondering why.
You know, at least I didn't make the whole little sex noises.
They're coming next. Can y'all come get y'all's ginger? Somebody. No, are you listening still? Can you come and get your ginger? She's going to text me and say, that's your friend. It's a minute.
Ginger is on the loose.
Yes, she is. Bad ginger. All right. More hacker news. That's right.
Hacker news. Yay.
The hackers behind the Wii Homebrew channel have got it working on Wii U. A post by Dweg, who contributed to the creation of Wii Homebrew channel, reveals a new version of HBC that installs on both Nintendo consoles. For now, it only works on the Wii mode, with the Wii U not in full Wii U mode. In essence, the HBC runs on Wii U just as it does on Wii. Dweg suggested that the Wii hacker community may be able to find their way into the full Wii U mode and thus get HBC running there, but it seems they are nowhere near that yet. He says, we can all try to hack the Wii U together from inside the Wii mode. Nintendo, of course, will not be happy with this latest development. It maintains that the installation of the Homebrew channel voids warranty as it's considered unauthorized software. Last month, a post from Wii and PS3 hacker Mark Hahn, who contributed to the discovery of the exploits from the original Wii as part of the team Twizzers, God, what do you guys come up with these names, revealed firm figures on Wii U processor performance, suggesting that the Wii U had been hacked. Okay.
Wow.
Wait.
Already.
Now. Wait.
Already.
Wait. I not be done. Okay. After we have been praising them, Nintendo, about the 18 or plus, they're blaming the German government now. They're saying it's their fault. They had no intentions of doing that, but I think it's a good idea. You should probably take credit for it. Yeah. Okay, and for those of you who do happen to have yourselves a little Wii U, pay close attention, get some money back. Nintendo Premium Network, the reward scheme for the Wii U, I was going to call it Wiimium. Let's go ahead and call it that. We'll give it a name. Wiimium. Wiimium owners have gone live in the UK. The scheme. Scheme allows those with the premium Wii U bundle to earn €5 eShop voucher, which they call when they collect 500 points. These points are awarded when buying games, DLC, and other content from Wii U eShop. You get 8 points per €1 spent, meaning you'll be eligible for a €5 voucher after spending $62.50, which is not bad. It's a little less than 10% back originally than they originally promised, but still a nice reward for those with the premium or Wiimium bundle. Owners can now log in. You can check your points balances. All points to date will count and will be recorded. Should be recorded by now. Now, it's a little confusing. You got 92 points for downloading Trine 2 over at Eurogamer, and they said currently on sale at $10.99, the usual price of $13.99. Although the site is telling them that they paid €9.24. Their best guess is that Nintendo gave them full game price, but with the V8 removed. So that's actually nice of them if they did. I like to give you points back. Why did they do that? That's what I said, Microsoft. Since you all are giving achievements, I should get something for achievements. You know, for unlocking, 15 achievements, give me one or two Microsoft points so that I can put towards a game.
Yeah,
I'm more likely to buy a game if I got a little bit off. that's how.
Yeah.
EA does that when you buy certain stuff from them. Like they'll send private coupons out for the Sims. Yeah, and say, you know, by the way, you're just a customer. Here's $20 off your next purchase from the Origin store. And it's not a if you buy this or more. It's just here's $20 off. And I'm like, oh, that means the Sims is $10. Holla.
Oh, no, Joe, no, you're not allowed to chain me up in a dungeon. No.
You can chain me up. That's good.
She likes that kind of thing.
That's our role.
Mm-hmm. I might even know her next size. Anyways.
Hey! I didn't say nothing about our necks.
gotta keep you in there. It's Judgment Hay, Cows versus Alien. Alright, so XMG Studio launches the epic sequel to its award-winning signature game, Cows vs. Aliens, and this time, the world's at stake! Stake! Alright, anyway. Crowned the most innovative game by the Best App Ever Awards 2012 for the Android division, the blockbuster hit, Cows vs. Aliens by XMG Studio, finally gets a sequel, Cows vs. Alien Barnyard Blitz! The action-packed fan favorite with 3+ million downloads impresses with a striking new art style, UI, and player progression flow while sticking to the addictive push mechanic to save the cows from the aliens. The player's fingers manipulate the cows and aliens the opposite of a magnet would, and if done right, herd cute cows in the barn and push annoying aliens off the cliff. For now, fans can use up to 4 fingers on the I can't help it. While the premise stays the same, the game itself is completely fresh, mostly thanks to a complete revamp of the entire player progression flow. The new cowed herdsmen only have 60 seconds to steer the cows to safety, fill up the combo meter to activate boost, and get the high score in weekly tournaments to win prizes. All right, so you can download the game now. Do they say it's free? I have no idea. They do not tell me whether or not it's free, but you can use 4 fingers, so there's that.
You know, I'm just all kinds of done with you. I'm all kinds of done with you. Okay. Somebody got to control this ginger. She is galloping out of control. I mean, really.
Okay.
All right. Jelly Bean 4.1 has started rolling out to the Wi-Fi Galaxy Note 10.1, but only in Germany. This is according to our peoples over at Android Police, who I am starting to fall in love with. They are the ones that have the little Android robots, by the way, ginger. But anyway, those of you in Germany are reporting that the update is rolling out to your devices as we speak. No word yet on if this will roll out to any other countries. We'd like some updates. We imagine that Slate's bound by carrier restrictions, which may be slowing everything down. Anybody out there got a phone, a Galaxy Note, and is getting the Jelly Bean update? Managed to see one, especially if you go overseas quite a bit? Ginger May.
Nom, nom, nom.
I'm not even going to stop naming their things after
food?
Yeah.
I know, the ice cream sandwich still sounds good.
Okay, by the way, there's a company that's hiring in Boston. Those of you who say you want to make a change on the internet, the Office of Internet Piracy Company called Alpha Abine. They have some ideas. They have some new products called Do Not Track Plus browser add-ons and things like that. And they are hiring. I'm trying to find their website. I'm going to need y'all to not be sending stuff over and be all fake. Okay, so I guess, yeah, abine.com if you're looking for a job.
Bean as in like?
Abine.
Okay.
I don't know. But they're basically an online privacy company. So they're hiring. They're a small company. They are, looks like they're based out of Boston. Y'all going to need to send
more information.
Send lots more stuff. But if you need a job, that's all I can tell you. There's some type, they prevent trackers and all that stuff. And they have a thing you can download. I'm trying to see what they're actually hiring for. Can you, like, Okay, let me get over here to the jobs board. I know some of y'all need to stop. Okay, developer lead, senior systems architect, web developer, software developer, PHP, Drupal. I know Drupal. A cloud and operations engineer, C++ developer. I know C++. Senior marketing analyst, web designer. They're also hiring some customer care team lead and customer care associates. How nice. If you're looking for more jobs, you can pop over to GamingNatures.com. Check our job board. We always have jobs up.
Yes, yes, we do.
Always jobs.
Always jobs. Always, 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 always.
I just want to rub it in y'all's face that I got some free code for Metro.
She's been waiting for that for so long.
It's not Metro last night, but I'll take it.
All right, so EVE FanFest 2013 tickets are now available. CCP Games stages 10th anniversary extravaganza at annual fan gathering in Iceland. Man, I'd love to go to this. All right, so CCP Games, the world's leading independent developer of massively multiplayer online MMO games, today announces general availability of tickets to EVE FanFest 2013 to be held April 25th through the 27th at Harpa Conference Center in whatever the hell name that is of that town, Reykjavik, Iceland. EVE FanFest is an annual gathering for EVE Online and Dust 514 players and developers to celebrate the EVE universe. EVE Online, an award-winning sci-fi massively multiplayer online game, will celebrate its 10th anniversary next year with more players than ever before. Tickets are now available via a link, which is secure.eveonline.com/fanfest. The most out of this world event in all gaming this year's FanFest will be the most spectacular yet. Gamers from all over the world will congregate in Iceland to share strategies, chat with EVE developers, explore upcoming features, and meet up in person with their online allies and adversaries. The 3-day event will culminate with a massive party commemorating EVE's 10th anniversary, where players of both EVE Online and Dust 514 will celebrate EVE's success with the game's developers and executives who often run their mouth and say things that we, you know, totally ream them about for months later. FanFest captures the absolute essence of EVE, swapping war stories with people that have made EVE real, developers and players alike, is an amazing experience. This is coming from Hilmar Petterson, I probably said your name wrong, sorry, CEO of CCP Games. It's the one event each year where players from all corners of the globe and every walk of life come together to participate in a shared experience around this amazing thing we've created. We're pulling out all the stops as we head into our second decade of EVE. It's going to be the most mind-blowing FanFest ever. All right, so that is awesome.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. I think I have one more quick thing I was going to share, and then we got to get out of here. No, I can't share that. Nothing about Paul McCartney. That is not gaming. Oh, those of you who love you some magazines will be very sad to hear that the last issue of Nintendo Power went out today, but it's supposed to have a poster inside, according to our friends over at Game Anvil, that shows all of the covers ever produced for Nintendo Power, and guys will be missed. Also, another quick announcement, GTA Vice City 10th Anniversary Edition is now available for Droid. Woohoo! So you might want to get that if you haven't got it for Christmas. Also, those of you who love SimCity, Joe, I'm looking at you. There's a new strategy video out. We will have that up shortly. What else do I want to run real quick? Oh, we will not be here tomorrow morning, but we'll be here tomorrow night. Make sure you are listening tomorrow night when we'll be taking it all off. And if you miss last... Pixinista, you need to make sure you go back and listen. Also, I'll be adding some links so you can follow along. You can click along with us. We did Geek Christmas. And I'm thinking, I'm going to talk to the girls. I think we need to do Geek Weddings, the whole thing next week. What do you think about that? Geek Weddings, good.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
Yes, because who doesn't love a wedding? Speaking of which, see y'all later.
I've been working on a cocktail called